just start off with telling us a bit about yourself.
Okay, yeah, so Roger Powell, I'm Senior Countryside Ranger for East Lothian Council. I've been here as Ranger and Senior Ranger for, in March it'll be 30 years.
Yes.
So it's been quite a while, although it seems to have gone very, very quickly, I think. You look back, you see 30 years and you think, really? Have I been there that long? And lots of changes through all that time.
What would be something that you would, I suppose a bit of advice or something you'd say to other rangers that are out there or people interested in engaging with SCRA or potentially, you know, what will become inevitably crucial when, you know, a scenario like chair steps down or, you know, people fall out of place, you know, are potentially able to take up positions like this. What would you say to them?
I, having been involved with SCRA for so long, I believe in it as a fabulous organisation, and I think it's something that every ranger should be involved with and should be a member of. I think being involved with the work of SCRA as well is putting back something into a profession. The profession's a vocation. People come to this, you know, sometimes you have to try and explain that to people, sometimes councillors, you know, working in the local authority. You know, they look at it and go, oh, yeah, it's a ranger. And you go, yeah, but this person's coming as a ranger, not because, you know, they're not coming it for money or for whatever. It's because it's the vocation. It's wanting to actually do something about the, you know, the natural world.
Yeah.
And interpret it, explain it to people, and manage it in a way which is, you know, where it's still going to be around for, you know, for future generations and things. That's where it comes from, and people wanting to do that. It's definitely vocational. But also, you know, taking on that role is great, but also I think it's worthwhile putting something back in for other people.
Yeah.
And the one way of doing that is being involved in SCRA and pushing, you know, sometimes politically as well, pushing what the value is of having countryside rangers around, you know. And we've got one of the best... we've always had in Scotland one of the best, if you see Scotland as a whole ranger service, for example, we've got one of the best ones in the world, you know. It was based on a model which worked, you know, as a countryside, as a whole Scottish, you know, service, if you like, albeit rangers being employed by lots of different people, lots of different organisations, they were all following the same sort of guidelines and things. So wherever you went in Scotland and you met a ranger, you knew what they did, you knew what their background was, because they were all doing the same sorts of things. And that came out of the whole Countryside Commission for Scotland's, you know, work that they did in wanting this. And you know, that role has been copied by others, like for Denmark, for example, looked at it and said, we want to do what they did, you know, and they came up with exactly the same model. And others have looked at us and said, yeah, that's great. You know, over the last few years, that's been diluted an awful lot because of the lack of grant aid.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, because of, you know, posts being lost, rangers being asked to do many other duties they wouldn't normally, so that you know, up to a point you can go around and you find a countryside ranger, you might not necessarily know what they did compared to others, because that's been diluted a bit and lost some of that angle. I'm hoping, if there's anything that's going to happen, and I know you put that down as a possible question, is that we come back to that again.
Yes.
That we come back to, you know, this whole Scottish concept, you know, of rangers in Scotland are doing this sort of amount of work, and this is what they're doing, and this is how they're involved, and you know what you're getting, and it's valued in that way. And I think that is, hopefully, if we get anything out of this pandemic and things in terms of rangers, that's what we get. That acknowledgement that there is this whole, you know, group of people around Scotland doing the same sorts of job and putting that effort in.